At the 10th annual Bayer Ag Issues Forum, I'm visiting with Ingie Dannenberg, and it's so great to see so many of my friends here with Bayer when we come to this conference each year. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about is what Bayer's doing in terms of our next generation of ag folks and how you're investing in ways to help us kind of bridge that gap that we're really pretty close to needing to do.
Right. So it's in a number of different levels. You've heard of Making Science Make Sense. That's an effort that we have at that younger age, elementary school level, to engage kids in science hands-on to spark interest. And then we are sponsoring and doing work with FFA as well to help bring interest into agriculture and awareness. But when we look at that next level, that college, bachelor's degree, graduate student, and we're looking at the amount of ag careers that need to be filled and the lack of graduates in agriculture, we have a program at Bayer. It's a year training program for those that are just coming out of college. So they've just graduated. They're interested, for example, in a sales rep role, eventually in agriculture, or have an interest in agriculture. It's a training program that allows them to learn agriculture for those that already have business skills, critical thinking skills. They can be great assets into our industry. They just didn't happen to grow up in agriculture. So this allows them to be trained, have the resources, skills that they need, then to be placed out into the field, whether as a sales rep today, or we have a program for MBAs, whether it's in the business area. And also we have, at the PhD level, a program within our group in development in sponsoring a graduate program so that we can fund their work, and then eventually, if there is a mutual interest, they can come into agriculture and into Bayer.
So I have a friend, let's say, a young man who has recently graduated. I don't think he probably thought sales when he came through college, and his degree is kind of a general area. It's not ag, doesn't have a real ag background, but maybe if he's real interested in ag, and I know this guy is fantastic sales. I mean, he's just a natural. He'd be the kind of person you might be looking for to try to attract into a program like that.
Absolutely. And he could come into BayerJobs.com to look for a sales excellence associate, is what we call them. We're also very active on campuses to create awareness for these positions. We do our recruiting in the fall of the year for graduates for the next May-June timeframe. But if you go to the website, we do have openings coming open at mid-semester as well. So it's an opportunity for kids to find out about Bayer, to learn about agriculture, see if there's a fit, and go through the interviewing process.
So at that level, how about if we look maybe even younger? And I'm seeing a lot of things right now in the media about what's being taught, especially in from kindergarten to just, the early years of school. Is this an area that you see we need to have more inroads in terms of getting good information into the curriculum?
Absolutely. Again, from a science perspective, pure science, it would be Making Science Make Sense as our program. However, you may have heard earlier today mention of the ambassador training that we're doing with our employees. Our whole field sales organization will also go through the ambassador training, and it's agricultural ambassador training. That way we have a network of people outside throughout the country that can go into classrooms and speak about agriculture and maybe spark some interest in potential future talent.
So what do you kind of hope, looking just ahead a little bit here, maybe the next couple of years, what is it that you hope you can look back and say, wow, we really did accomplish that?
One of the keys is awareness and understanding of what agriculture is. If we can simply create a bit more connection to agriculture in the next couple of years, those are huge strides. I think, too, if we look back at from a numbers perspective, as much interest of folks outside of agriculture interested in coming into our industry, that would be something that we would want to see an uptick in those numbers.
Fantastic. Well, let's hope for the best here. And I think we're hearing lots of optimism expressed, even in light of some of the challenges that we have. So thank you very much, Ingie, for speaking with me here at this 10th annual Ag Issues Forum. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.